And good morning, and we welcome you to a new day. This is Tuesday morning, WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and so glad that you are tuned in to the Good News Station. I do have a guest with me this morning, and we are going to see if we can get Steve Camp to join us online. Steve, how are you this morning?
Hey, very good, Jonathan. Good morning to you all. What a joy always to be on your program, and we thank the Lord for you guys and the station and all the ministry it does to the Treasure Coast here and beyond. Just a wonderful blessing you are to the community.
Well, thank you, Steve. And you're, of course, a part with us here, partner with us. And we were just briefly talking of the storms that came through the area and what exactly happened up around your place.
Yeah, you know, we were surprised. 1 minute, it was around 5:15 on Wednesday, and we were sitting here watching the news, the Weather Channel and all. And out of the blue, the sky went very dark, and it went from a calm wind of about 5 or 10 miles an hour to over 100 miles an hour in a matter of just a second or two. Our neighbors next door had seen the tornado coming. My wife saw it, and it passed right through our neighborhood. We can't believe that our house is standing, the garage home office area is standing, our lives were unharmed. We lost quite a bit of foliage and trees and things, and it took large sections of our backyard fence up. Cindy saw it happen just like it was a sheet of paper blowing in the wind. And this tornado went on to do quite a bit of destruction up here in the Fort Pierce area. You know, it was surprising, y'all, to hear the news with Bill Hammer on Fox News the next morning, where he said, we thought the national story was going to be Hurricane Milton, but it turns out to be the 110 tornadoes that were spotted and landed in St. Lucie County, and especially to the folks in Fort Pierce. So, you know, we saw the mighty hand of God in his creative power come through, and at the same time, he was so gracious to spare our lives. And you know, the neighbors here were wonderful. We have the best neighbors in the world, and we spent the next day outside just talking and thanking the Lord, and people were bringing by homemade bread and different things. And, you know, many who do not know the Lord even realized that something greater was at stake here. And so, you know, we're slowly repairing, but so thankful to him and in the aftermath of all this. And here, just was outside a few minutes ago, 66 degrees, a clear, beautiful sky. You know, we serve the God of all creation, and
Amen.
All praise to him.
Amen. Well, we certainly are rejoicing with you, and so your facilities there are in good condition. We thank God for that, and most of all, your life is preserved, you and your wife, and of course, we have a few in our area that lost their life, and so we're mindful of those, and we have been lifting up those families. Well, Steve, we're opening up our life too. You know, the storms and everything really kind of shifted our schedules. It was totally, as you know, beyond our grip over the last couple of weeks. Normally we have 2 full weeks of fundraising, and due to the storm last week, really Monday and into Tuesday, people were preparing and getting ready, and so we were on air, but it just wasn't really a good time. And then following the storm on Friday, people were just trying to kind of dig their way out of the debris and to get their lives back in order. So here we are in week 2, and you're on day 2, and we're praising God that God is on the throne. And Steve, just give us a thumbnail of what's going on with you, with the ministry. I know you've opened up home church right there at your place, and so just give us a thumbnail of that.
Yeah, in our moving from our campus of many years out of Palm City, we came up here to Fort Pierce originally for our home, and then as we looked in the area for just a new church facility, We couldn't find one, and the prices even to purchase even a smaller facility were astronomical. And so the Lord has used us here to start a home church in this area, a house church, which is how the early church met in the first 300 years of its existence. In fact, most of the churches around the globe today meet in homes. The underground church in China of several hundred million, many churches in the Middle East and even in Europe, apart from the great cathedrals, meet in people's homes, and they meet in barns and different places. So we have our home here that we've converted into a house church. You know, all the elements of biblical worship we are so honored before the Lord to do each week. We sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We hear the word taught and preached, and we have fellowship with each other, and we have time of prayer, and then also we celebrate the Lord's Supper every week. And it's a joy. We've been able to hold some memorial service up here for some dear friends locally. And you know, we just thank the Lord for your support of that work. As a fellow pastor, you know it's not the building, but it's the people.
Amen.
And so what a joy to serve God's people in this way. And we invite folks to come. We're up here in Fort Pierce, and you all have our address on file there up here. We'd love to have you visit if you're looking for maybe a more intimate church setting. People call it authentic church. It's real, and we just are thankful for our dear friends and leaders in our church and family members here, church family members that have continued on. And here, the Lord has used that to maybe encourage people in a way where in more traditional settings, maybe they haven't been able to be encouraged and that kind of thing. So all ways that we can serve the Lord and honor Him. I was thinking, Jonathan, of your ministry and the work here with WCNO, and a little verse out of the psalm leaped off the page to me here, Psalm 37:31, which says, "The law of his God is in his heart, and his footsteps do not slide." The law of his God, the very best thing, the word of God, is in the very best place in the heart of his children, doing the very best work, keeping our feet from sliding. And that's what I think of when I think of WCNO, that the constant encouragement, whether it be through song or local church ministries or Bible teachers or some of the conferences or things, the special events that you so faithfully promote, it's a joy in that it's a 100,000-watt FM station. Folks, what a gift in the Lord this is to our entire Treasure Coast community. I heard from one of our deacons this morning. He's already in Broward County at work, and he says, "Boy, I can hear WCNO clear as a bell, and we're getting blessed by it already this morning." And so we thank the Lord that you are promoting God's word to be in the hearts of God's people, and in a time where our world is uncertain and our nation is going through great upheavals of value and even lawlessness and so forth, we have a sure word in the Word of God to keep our steps from sliding and from slipping. And so, folks, when you invest with WCNO, it's an investment for eternity. And promoting the Word of God to the children of God to see our feet not slip in these different times that we're living in, very uncertain times. What a great blessing, my brother, you guys are to our hearts, and we thank the Lord for you.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you for your partnership with us. I have a note here that just lets me know that on the 18th of this month, you have the release of your new album. Tell us about that, and we would like to play that before our time of prayer this morning. Share with us the setup of that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this has been in the works over the last several years, and it's finally coming out this Friday. And the album is called Neighbors in an Age of Rage. And it's meant to be an album that brings eternal truths into these daily battles and struggles of our woke culture and all of the uncertainty. And, you know, people are walking around no longer with their feet planted on solid ground, but with their feet planted firmly in midair. They're just troubled. Even among Christians, I'm concerned how many are motivated by fear these days. Mm-hmm. And so this album is meant to deal with those practical issues of life, neighbors in an age of rage. And the song that you are so gracious to play is a theme that I was canceled on many times on this record, even my life threatened many times, called All Lives Matter. Mm. And we know that's been a misunderstood phrase, but biblically it's the truth. Every person's life is valued. Why? Because every person, believer or non-believer, is made in the image of a holy God, and it gives us a new meaning to not only to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, but to love our neighbor as ourself. And so I hope that this will be an encouragement this morning, especially in the aftermath of these storms. These dear people in North Carolina, Virginia, and other people still recovering in our area as well. We hope that this will be a source of encouragement to treasure every life, because everyone is made in the image of God. And what a great opportunity for us to take the gospel of God to the folks in our area, to be light and salt to this dying world.
All right, Steve, let's roll the song, and please stand by. We'll come back afterwards, and would like for you to just pray over our family and over our state. And also, before we sign off this morning, want to make sure that you're able to share your web address and how people can connect with you and how they can find your fellowship. And you're very close here in the Treasure Coast to a lot of our listeners. And, of course, we do reach much further than our local boundaries. But the message of this song is so needed today. And there is really only hope in Jesus Christ.
Cries, the other tastes all. When one falls down, the other picks him up. The strangers playing in the same band, learning the song till we all understand.
Oh, life's matter, own
matter. You won't win my heart by calling me names.